And this is a book that I highly recommend if you have grandchildren or great-grandchildren or children that you want to buy a book for at Christmas. It's called Love Letters from God, Bible Stories. And I just love the illustrations and the ways that they tell the stories. So this one's called The Tiny Tax Collector, Zacchaeus. And it's Luke 19, 1-10. In the town of Jericho lived a tiny tax collector named Zacchaeus. More than anything else in the whole world, Zacchaeus loved money. He loved to touch it. He loved to smell it. He loved to count it. The trouble was, Zacchaeus was greedy. When he collected taxes from the people, he took much more than he should have. Because of that, Zacchaeus had no friends. But what did it matter if Zacchaeus had no friends? He had money. For Zacchaeus, having money was the only thing that really mattered. One day, Jesus came to Jericho. Zacchaeus ran down the street, hoping to get a glimpse of Jesus, but the crowd would not let him through. Try as he might, Zacchaeus could not see over their heads. That tiny tax collector stood on the very tips of his toes, but he couldn't see Jesus. That tiny tax collector jumped up as high as he could, but he still couldn't see Jesus. I think he was about my size. So, you know what Zacchaeus did? He climbed a tall sycamore tree. Now he could see Jesus, and Jesus could see him. Jesus called, "Come down. I would like to come to your house today." Jesus invited himself to his house. What do you think of that? And Zacchaeus could not believe his tiny ears. Oh, no. Suppose Jesus found out that Zacchaeus was greedy. Suppose Jesus found out that Zacchaeus took far too much money from people. What would happen when they talked? Something utterly amazing. Zacchaeus changed. After Jesus talked with him, Zacchaeus was not greedy anymore. In fact, he gave back all the money he owed and more. Zacchaeus discovered that he loved Jesus much more than money. Zacchaeus loved to talk to Jesus, and Zacchaeus really loved to listen to Jesus. And in the end, for Zacchaeus, having Jesus as his very best friend was the only thing that really mattered. Isn't that awesome? So here's a letter to you from God. So this is Dear Macy, Dear Maya, Dear Eli, and Dear Mia. What a very important lesson Zacchaeus learned that day. Zacchaeus learned that there is nothing more important in the whole world than having Jesus as your very best friend. Jesus is a friend who will never let you down. He will never lie to you. He will always keep his promises. And best of all, he will never, ever leave you. Jesus wants to be your very best friend. Will you let him? Will you let Jesus be your best friend? I hope you do. With love, God. Okay, now you guys can go off to Sunday school. Have fun. So this is a very familiar story. So I looked for some different perspectives on it. And last night at Sacred Space, we looked at that story that I just read also. Because we're all beloved children of God, and it's nice to hear kind of a more child perspective on some of the Bible stories. But let's consider now how this story might play out if it happened on a Monopoly board in the streets of New York City today, rather than on the streets of Jericho in ancient days. You couldn't live in a big city without paying your taxes. You couldn't pay your taxes in this particular big city without meeting the tax collectors. And when it came to raking in the taxes, there was one tax collector who had a monopoly. So how many of you love to play Monopoly? I do too. I even have Star Wars Monopoly. I've got all these different Monopoly games. Nothing moved on the board of life in this city without going past Go and paying the tax collector $200. And so he had houses on Park Place and hotels on Boardwalk. It was enough to bankrupt you if you ever landed there. And no amount of waterworks would change his mind. Nobody liked this player of the Monopoly game, this tax collector, this Zacchaeus. The other players turned their backs on him wherever he went. He was always wearing his top hat to make him look taller than he really was. And they wanted to give him the boot. But he had the banker behind him. They hated him because he held all the cards. And it was rumored that he had even stolen from the community chest. This tax collector even charged for free parking. And he ruled with an iron rod. The city had had about enough when by chance, so it seemed, a new player arrived in town. And this man played by a different set of rules. He was happy to land on Baltic Avenue or to be seen on Oriental Avenue. He mixed with the noisy politicians, the tourists, and the marketers. He was happy to have the shoe or the top hat or the iron along with him. He was everyone's pal and shared all he had. He loved all the players. Nobody was beneath him. Even the tax collector was impressed by this angel of a man and wanted to meet him too. He heard he had a way of finding the lost and helping them find their way back into community. Maybe he could help Zacchaeus be welcomed back into his community. So he took a chance one day. He climbed up a lamppost to see the new amazing player pass by. But he had the shock of his life, and not just from the lamppost that he was hanging on. This man walking by looked magical to Zacchaeus. His face was peaceful, and it was shining like the sun. He looked up and said, "It's your turn, Zach." And he called him down. "I'm coming to your home on Park Place today." Everyone held their breath, and they felt anger and surprise. Why is he bothering with a man who treats us worse than his Scotty dog? A man whose lifestyle is dicey. A man who is after everyone all the time to pay, pay, pay. Now, nobody knows exactly what went on during that meal. Nobody knows what the surprising new player actually said to the undeserving, surprised tax collector. But everyone knows what happened next. Zach took a turn for the better. Zach sold half his hotels and houses and shared the money with the other players. Zach paid back the exorbitant rents he had collected four times over. Zach even surprised the banker with his financial generosity. Zach had decided it was time to start playing the game all over again. But he was going to leave Monopoly and enter into the game of life.
Great.
But this time he would play fair and even share all that he had with those in need. Then the man from heaven began to speak. "This is why I joined in," he said, "to help everyone play by the original rules, to take everyone back to the start of their heart, to help everyone get out of jail free and be who God wanted them to be from the very beginning, loving their neighbor, forgiving their enemies, blessing the poor, and building God's kingdom." Now Jesus called up to Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus found a new beginning. Many of us try to make our own new beginnings in life, perhaps with New Year resolutions or just good intentions, but more often than not, we fail because we don't get the new beginning we hope for because we think we are in control of it alone. Christians believe that we can find a true and lasting new beginning only through Jesus Christ. That new beginning comes when we open our hearts and our minds and our inner ears to the voice of God. God is always speaking, and his call might come from surprising places, like a path beneath a sycamore tree, where we've been hiding in that tree from Jesus too long. We might be hiding by keeping busy with our own style of Monopoly games. We might feel deep down that we ourselves are lost, but we don't know how to call out for help or how to stop running in the rat race. We might need to stop and listen to God's voice calling us, to get back in connection with supportive friends in community. But Jesus knows, and Jesus seeks us out where the lost are hiding. It is when we say yes to that voice that invites himself into our homes and into our hearts that real new beginnings can happen for us and for our families and for our communities in our cities, in our church, and the world in which we live. Listen to God's voice that seeks you today. The lost he is seeking to save just might be you, and it might be me. Open your hearts to listen and be found by the one who loves you more than you can hope for or imagine. He's coming to your house today. And no matter what our stature is, he raises each one of us up.